KZ09.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The latest on the flooding situation. I don't know if it's actually the latest, but it's a story that's interesting. You know how FEMA has been talking about how they're really getting it together. Really, since the Hurricane Katrina debacle, they've really changed things around there at FEMA, and they've gotten their S together, so to speak. So let's see exactly how that's shaken out for people here. According to the Associated Press, Gulfport, Illinois, where, as you may be aware, there's been some pretty severe flooding going on the last several days. I don't know what the situation is today, but at least over the weekend it was supposedly pretty bad. I haven't checked in on it today, but Julie Parks didn't worry when water began creeping up the levee that shields this town of about 750 from the Mississippi River. Not even when volunteers began piling on sandbags. This is, again, Gulfport, Illinois. After all, local officials had assured townspeople in 1999 that the levee was sturdy enough to withstand a historic flood, and FEMA had agreed. In fact, some relieved homeowners dropped their flood insurance, and others applied for permits to build new houses and businesses. Then on Tuesday, the worst happened. The levee burst, and Gulfport was submerged in 10 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
Only 28 property owners in the city were insured against the damage. "They all told us the levees are good. You can go ahead and build," said Parks, who didn't buy flood coverage because her bank no longer required it. She says, "We had so much confidence in those levees." Around the country, thousands of residents who relied on risk maps from the Federal Emergency Management Agency may unknowingly face similar dangers. "People put all their hopes in those levees, and when they do fail, the damage is catastrophic," said a representative of the National Flood Insurance Program. "New Orleans is the epitome. A lot of those people didn't even realize they were in a floodplain until the water was up to their roofs." Mike Buckley, FEMA Deputy Assistant Administrator, said agency officials encourage everyone to buy federal flood insurance and have never claimed that levees eliminate the risk of flooding.
"We would never say that."
But now, amid the disastrous flooding across Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, some policymakers are demanding the government come up with more accurate, up-to-date flood risk assessments, inform the public better of the dangers, and require nearly all homeowners to buy coverage if they live near dams or levees. FEMA relies on outside engineers whose job it is to certify whether a levee can withstand a 100-year flood, that is, a flood so big that it has only a 1% chance of happening in any given year. If FEMA agrees with the certification, then the homes and businesses protected by the levee are not considered to be in a floodplain. That means that homeowners living there don't have to buy federal flood insurance. However, some FEMA floodplain
If you're in the 1%, you don't have to buy?
No, what we're talking about
If you're in the 1%, is it only if a 100-year flood, can the levee stand a 100-year flood or not?
That's what they are supposed to be certifying.
Okay.
If the levee can withstand said 100-year flood.
Okay.
So the homeowners there don't have to buy the flood insurance. However, some FEMA floodplain maps are 20 years old and seriously outdated based on old evaluations of levees and river conditions. FEMA, which administers the National Flood Insurance Program, has spent almost $1 billion to modernize maps, which they say are for insurance purposes, not to indicate if people are safe.
You know, when they say that FEMA has spent almost $1 billion, you know, they make it seem like that's somehow comparable to the insurance industry spending almost $1 billion. And it's
right.
Not.
No.
When FEMA spends $1 billion, it's just frittered away. I don't have any idea where it goes. And, you know, in government speak, it's probably, you might get 15 cents on the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Comparatively.
And you know what I love? There's a little twist on this story, too, about Chris Dodd. I don't know if you noticed that one, but Chris Dodd is out there saying that he wants to make sure that people who live in floodplains are required to carry insurance.
Yep, that actually was coming up.
Yeah. Sorry to jump ahead there, but you know this whole thing they make it terrible by doing something completely anti-economic, anti-freedom by taking people's tax money to give special flood insurance and special buyouts to people who get flooded. Then, and it's, you know, it's patently unconstitutional, patently anti-economic, patently unethical. And then if people are going to live in those areas, regardless of whether they're going to possibly sign on in the future for this immoral, unethical federal aid, Chris Dodd now wants to require them, because the federal aid is out there and they have all these screw-ups, he wants to require them to have to get the insurance just in case. So if you live there, you're going to be forced to. Thanks to Chris Dodd.
Well, the whole thing is just messed up. I mean, the flood insurance program is a federal program. I mean, can you buy private flood insurance?
Yeah.
Presumably you can.
You can.
Sure.
And what's fascinating is just a couple of weeks ago, there were some agencies that were no longer going to charge, you know, they were raising the rates or they weren't going to insure in these dangerous areas, in the flood areas, right? Allstate and all these other companies, they got burned, they were really screwed up, and they had to pay out to all these different people. So they said, you know what, we're going to have to raise our rates or we're just not going to issue insurance. The federal government is coming through, and a couple weeks ago, they passed the Federal Reinsurance Act for flooding. And reinsurance is the insurance that insurance companies get.
And so what does that mean?
So what it means is the insurance companies, they know that by issuing X number of policies in a certain area, they're accepting a certain amount of risk. Their actuaries look at it, and they look at this. Now, a buddy of mine actually works for the number one reinsurance company in the country, in the world. And he wrote a paper when he was at NYU studying with some free market economists about how bad an idea it would be, because the federal government is now going to give less than market rates to the regular insurance companies to allow those people to get their insurance for less than what they would pay for the private insurance that they would have to get, their reinsurance.
So they're undercutting.
Yes, they're subsidizing Allstate and all these other companies now because of the problems they run into.
See, now, and these are the things that bother me. Okay, the richer you, in a lot of ways, in a lot of places in the country, rich people live near the water. And
yes,
the homes get of more value the closer you get to that water. So here we are subsidizing insurance for rich people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that stinks. And if you decide you want to live someplace where it's, oh, I don't know, like New Orleans, some places it's 10 feet below sea level. I mean, that sounds crazy to me. I don't see any reason why my tax dollars, which is what we're talking about here, my tax dollars go to insure the insurance company so they can insure these people who want to live there. Yes, I'm sure New Orleans is rich in history. I love jazz music, too. That doesn't have anything to do with me having to rebuild this this place that's 10 feet below sea level. And, I don't see any reason they should be taking my money to do it. It's ludicrous. Look, if I wanted to build my house at the end of a chain hanging off the end of a cliff, would I be crazy? Should the American public insure my dumb butt for doing it?
It reminds me of, with George Carlin dying last night, it reminds me of a piece that was on YouTube of George Carlin on The View with all the numbskull women who were hosting that show. And they're out there asking him questions, and he talks about the fires out west last fall. Mm-hmm. He says, hey, let them burn. Those people go and they build and they rebuild in those areas. There are always cyclical fires there. They go in there. And, of course, underlying that, what's not spoken, is that we're subsidizing those people to go live there. The federal government pays for those people to go back and rebuild.
Hmm.
Or now the insurance companies will give these people lower rates because the insurance company is going to be subsidized. Rather than going to a private reinsurance company for their insurance, the insurance company will be insured by the federal government. By us.
So I'm just looking at this story here again from the Associated Press about the failures of FEMA in regards to the flooding situation. They're talking about how some of these floodplain maps are 20 years old, seriously outdated. Now, FEMA's saying they're trying to modernize its maps, but clearly the job's not complete on that yet. And it sounds like the insurance companies are relying on the FEMA maps to determine whether or not they insure.
Wow.
And so
it just inspires laziness all around.
Right. They might as well, because the government's going to come in there and save their butts anyway. Look what happened with New Orleans. We're paying where the insurance company should be paying to rebuild New Orleans, if that's the case.
And this is like the physical equivalent of the FDIC and savings and loan crap that happened in the late 80s. They raised the threshold in the late 80s for savings and loan insurance up to over $100,000. So the banks gave out a bunch of reckless loans. And then when all those loans defaulted, they turned to who? The federal government.
Right back, yeah. It's just a nasty situation we're dealing with. The government is so ingrained in this particular industry. It's just awful. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Calls are loaded up. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system clean. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there
are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. To your phone calls, we go. We'll start with Paul in Illinois. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Paul, what's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. What's on my mind is, I'm a teacher of English for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I do have a big problem with No Child Left Behind.
Yeah, very nice.
I have a big problem with government education.
Yes. All right. So do I.
Good.
And so I don't think we're going to have to argue over that.
All right. So what's up?
My curriculum has been cut in half, literally. And what I find that I'm doing is teaching my kids for a test, which, you know, okay, fine. You know, I think most of America would agree, we're not teaching our kids to read or write correctly, and maybe there's some truth in that. But at the same time, we're teaching our kids to be culturally illiterate. I mean, when I get to even in the beginning, you know, where I'm where it's religion, you know, that's fine. Most of the kids don't have a problem with that. But
I'm not sure I understood what you just said. When you, I'm sorry, Paul. I don't think I understood what you just said. When you said you're teaching your kids the beginning religion, what were you saying?
Well, I mean anything in the original text of our American text, it's religious. You know, it's
Pilgrim's Progress.
He's saying
that he teaches not just English, he teaches literature also. And when you read early Puritan-type documents, that's largely what they talk about.
It's totally religious.
Okay. And you're saying you can't teach that anymore? Is that the idea?
My point is, with the No Child Left Behind, I have had to cut my curriculum from basically 11th grade American Lit in half. So they're becoming, maybe we're trying to teach them for this No Child Left Behind test that we meet AYP, Annual Yearly Progress, but at the same time, we're teaching them to be culturally illiterate.
Okay, so let me see. There's two themes here. Let me see if I've got it straight. Theme number one is, since the No Child Left Behind thing, your curriculum has been cut in half, meaning that you, prior to No Child Left Behind, had a certain amount of stuff you taught in a given year's time, and then since No Child Left Behind, you now only have time to teach half of what you originally had time to teach, because half of your time is now spent teaching to these tests.
Now I'm trying to make up for 11 years of, I'm not going to say neglect, because I guarantee if anyone out there wants to go into, and I live in Illinois, go into any state, look up any state school, and there are about 500 of them, and I guarantee you're going to find that you're going to see from the 3rd, 5th, 6th, 8th grade, their score is going to be up around 80%. And then suddenly, when they get to the 11th grade, they're going to be dropping down to into the 50s, and we're not going to be making AYP Annual Yearly Progress, and that means that...
Now, why is it that you're saying the scores will be dropping after the 11th grade?
Well, that's a good question. As an 11th grade teacher for years, two things happen. One, it's a combination that test grade combination is one, 50% reading on the ACT and 50% on what's called work keys. And so they combine the two and come up with some formula. And they will not share that. They will not share that formula with you. I have had.
Who is they? I'm sorry. I'm having a real lot of trouble understanding exactly what you're getting at. Maybe because I went to government school.
ISBE, Illinois State Board of Education.
Okay.
And I have had math teachers who have gone to seminars, and they asked them, "Well, how do you compute this?" And they said, "Well, it's beyond you." And they're like, "Excuse me, we're math teachers. We teach calculus.
So
we know how to calculate and figure
so
it out."
So the score that you're talking about is some sort of score of that the kids get when they take these standardized tests, and you're saying it goes down as the kids get older?
Well, all I know is that apparently the State Board of Education is playing with it.
They're playing with the numbers?
And right now, like I said, and I can guarantee you, if anyone were to go into any district in Illinois, look up their test scores, they'll find from third grade to fifth grade to sixth grade to eighth grade, you know, up around 80%, and then suddenly they'll start dropping down into the 50s. And even the 40s.
Right. I don't think you've really explained why that is.
What is the reason? Why would they screw up the scores to give elementary schools more money and middle schools more money and then high schools less money, right? I mean, that's what happens with these standardized tests is it decides how much money the school gets. Is that not correct?
That's the question we're all asking. But as a high school English teacher, it's a very scary thing.
Why is it scary?
And they can take away your job.
Mm-hmm. If
you don't make it for two years, after 2 years not making, quote, AYP,
mm-hmm.
annual yearly progress, what happens is the school is mandated to send out to every other district to let them know that your child is allowed to go to that district.
Yeah, they can go to other districts.
The problem is, mm-hmm. no district, at least where I am, is making it.
They're all failing. They're all failing. I see. Okay. So thank you for the call tonight, Paul.
Failing.
Certainly appreciate hearing from you. Thank you, by the way, Paul, for the call tonight. Let me see if I can summarize all this as I understand it, because it really was confusing. So there's this new child left behind. It's resulted in him not being able to teach what he wanted to teach. Apparently, statewide, test scores have been going down and down, and that means that they could face some sort of punishment for that. You know, it's all a lot of detail, and
I think most people agree that No Child Left Behind kind of stinks.
Right, but I mean, all of this comes from government control of education.
Right.
I don't have to be concerned with how Walmart does their business or how Target does their business, and I really could give a damn about how the schools do their business, too. There's so much detail, and it's all very confusing to me. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Price at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all that on us. In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sex bots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. to read it all, or at least all that's been released, because it's not all been released yet.
No.
That's freedom-engineering.com. So I want to get back to the calls here in a moment, but I thought it was just me, and apparently it wasn't. You guys were as dumbfounded by that last caller as I was. Yeah. The chat room wasn't getting it either, and I felt like I was kind of zombified. Maybe it was the weekend, too much fun yesterday or something. I thought maybe I was the only one that wasn't understanding what this guy was getting at.
I liked how you went and you said, well, hold on, I'm a little confused here, and you asked him to start again. Because you could tell, it's like, am I missing something? I think there's probably nothing less riveting. It's difficult because the guy works in that profession than hearing teachers talk about all the bureaucratic hoops. Yeah. That itself is probably the lesson to be drawn out of this. What we were hearing was the practical, bureaucratic, day-to-day
crap. I didn't want to be rude and tell him I didn't care. Because, you know, he wasn't being mean.
No,
he wasn't being combative.
And
he had
a hard
something,
time.
Right. He had something he wanted to share that he thought was really important, and I wanted him to get that out so it was understandable, but it just
It just didn't work. It was just a train wreck.
I don't know. I don't know whether I agree entirely. I'll give you.
I mean, I could have been mean, and it would have turned it into much more entertaining.
Some of this, right? Absolutely. Some of the, but there's no reason to, because essentially early on he's like, look, I don't want to argue with you about whether or not the government should be involved in school or not. And basically, he was dealing in reality. And I'll admit, some of the things that he was talking about were not riveting radio. I'll give you that. But I think that, he was calling in a bureaucrat complaining about bureaucracy, essentially. And I think that one can take away from that, that bureaucracy sucks even for the bureaucrats. And this is what kills the spirit.
Yeah.
This is what happens to people, unfortunately. And I'm not saying it's happened.
Right, they're so worried about their AYPs and the IEDs that they can't get any teaching
done. That's what he's incentivized to do. Here's a guy who wants to teach literature to our kids. Isn't that great? I mean, do you want to teach literature to 11th graders? I would rather stab myself in the eye with an ice pick.
But you know, this shows
but
the
he
face.
Wants
of,
to do that.
Like one of the things that I wanted to sort of derive from it is how is this affecting, people who are 25 years younger than I am now. These kids who are in school, what's the deal with these government schools, the bureaucratic mess? You know, it's the nature of government to not be able to get anything done efficiently, and yet people, for some reason, consistently say, we've got to expand government scope. So you've got local schools now, they can't make their decisions because the state bureaucracy is all over them. And then the state bureaucracy, they can't make decisions because the federal bureaucracy is all over them. I mean, how far out do you have to go? These are kids sitting in a class, you get some books, you pay somebody who's good at teaching them, and you offer competition with other people who could teach the kids. In a few years, you'll be very, very quickly know who the good ones are and who the bad ones are, and the kids will benefit from it. That's the problem, is what it comes down to is kids aren't being taught because this guy's got to go through all this rigmarole.
I don't know whether you'll find out whether or not teachers are good or bad as a result, in the same way that I don't know that we found out that McDonald's hamburgers are good or bad. I think we found out that McDonald's
can successfully
deliver a hamburger very, very well.
Okay. We'll say whether the customers have decided whether they are good for them in their decision making process.
And I think that's absolutely true. That if we got the government completely out of education, that's so. And I don't think that the caller was disputing that at all. I think that what his his concern was, look, tomorrow I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to be under this bureaucratic anvil that's pushing me down and weighing me down, and all this rigmarole about we should get rid of the schools isn't going to help me tomorrow. And I don't know what.
Ain't nothing going to help you tomorrow.
The only thing I can say is, that's what it's like working for the government. Now we know.
Yeah. It bugs me so much, and I touched on this, but I was still reeling from the call, so I don't know how coherent I was in communicating it, but from time to time, I'll listen to the local talk shows here in Keene, and there's this one particular show on Saturdays called Talk Back, where basically it's the politicos, the politicians, they get on the air, and then politicos call in, and it's all, it's kind of like a political wank fest. and normally, I mean, it seems like most of the time, they're talking about education. And they're talking about all the detail that has to do with, we're going to look at this building, this new school, and there's these budgets, we have the school board, and money, and all these details, the AYPs and the CYDs, and the all of these bureaucratic alphabet agency kind of things thrown in there, and it's all so insider, it's all so complex. And there's just so much going on. You could spend all of your free time following the government school system and all the mandates and all the things that are coming down the pipe. And they literally spend 2 hours talking about education on the radio. And I've called before and I've said, this is the most boring topic.
Right.
It's so dull.
Well, let me help you focus like a laser here. What you were saying and what makes perfectly good sense is education's an important product. But then again, so is house building. Yeah. How often do the bureaucrats get on and talk about house building? Well, they don't.
Only when they want to regulate to create
house building is handled by the free market. Food is very important. How
right.
often do they get on and talk about what grocery stores
yeah.
do? They don't.
I don't need to know, Price Chopper, the grocery store around here. I don't need to know what time the trucks are going to come in on Saturday and
right.
who's going to offload the trucks
right.
and who's
so
stocking
what you
the shelves.
What you have in the form of the voting public is a bunch of amateurs, like completely uninformed dolts, deciding who is going who's going to represent them in dealing with this problem. And quite frankly, I don't think that the Price Chopper would be better off if the customers or the bag boys got to vote on who was the manager of the store.
Yeah.
I think that you would probably find a much more mediocre store there.
Yeah.
The fact is, I don't need to know about this stuff in order to get my child educated or the community at large educated. This is a stupid conversation
yeah, yeah.
because education is simply a product. It's a product for adults. If I want to go back and get my MBA because MBAs make more money, fine. I'm going to go to the place that offers me the MBA that's best for me. There's lots of them out there.
Yeah.
However, when it comes to public school, somehow or another, it's so important to educate the children.
But everybody has to get in and make decisions together, democracy.
Right,
democracy
and so
style.
Therefore, what do you end up with? You end up with the worst oatmeal of a system. Just this pablum, this boring, mediocre.
And it never
cramped.
Ends. And it never
it's
ends.
It's never
they're,
going
they're
to end
always,
because everybody's got an opinion
right.
and they all stink.
Right, right. and
yeah.
there's always new ideas on the table as far as what they want to do with the stolen money that they take from taxpayers, and there's never an end to the debate about which way the school system should go, and it's maddening to listen to it all.
Yeah, and my dad used to say that socialism is always shooting towards equality. Socialism is they always want everybody to be equal, and he said it's the equality of misery is what it is. It's lowest common denominator, and I hate to, I'll turn to Carlin again, actually. George Carlin used to say, there are a lot of stupid people out there. Now, whether there are a lot of stupid people or not that many stupid people, if you have to cater to the lowest common denominator because you feel that that's the good thing to do in government, that sort of thing, you're going to water it down for everybody. And just like in Brazil, you're going to restrict the movie Brazil, or in some of Vonnegut's writing, like Bergeron, Harrison
yeah.
Bergeron, you're going to restrict the good ones from being able to do anything better.
Right. If we were all equal in the area of transportation, we would all walk.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's somebody out there that walks, and we have to drag it down so that you're not going to be able to make perhaps we could walk quickly.
Well, it's not fair. The one guy gets a portion,
right.
another guy
maybe
gets
he'll
all
walk
Nissan.
A little more quickly. We'll all get roller skates. Instead of driving around in our cars, everybody's got one roller skate.
How about Yugos? That's what they had, Volgas and Yugos in Russia.
Yeah,
one
car. You could aspire to a Yugo.
Right.
More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. There are a whole bunch of stuff, products that you can buy at Amazon. Over 41 categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And Free Talk Live gets a cut. That's the best part for us. Of course, you get the products you need and delivered quick. Even the ground shipping comes relatively fast with Amazon.
Yeah.
So,
you know, since we just had an English teacher call in, I just want to make sure that you understand that the products are delivered quickly.
Yeah, is that right? Okay, whatever, man. I went to government school. Cut me a break. 800-259-9231. Yeah, exactly. All right, so we continue here. Amazon.freetalklive.com, great place to go and buy Gardner Goldsmith's book,
hey.
Live Free or Die.
Yes, yes.
You can order it right
where all
there.
Your adverbs are delivered properly.
Yeah, I hope
properly.
So.
There
yes.
You go.
Yeah. I certainly hope so. Man, Mark,
Lally,
you're quite the grammarian.
See, I got it all from Schoolhouse Rock, baby.
Oh, wow. Shoot.
All right.
Schoolhouse Rock is wonderful.
Let's continue.
Cool.
And we got calls here. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, good evening, guys. We just found out that this MRSA has spread all the way across the eastern part of the United States.
What is MRSA?
And they said that there is no medicine for this.
What is it? MRSA?
It's a disease you usually get at hospitals.
What is
it? It was caused by the, they believe that a lot of it was blown from the storms from Iowa because they're using these on the farms and on the, the cattle farms and all this.
MRSA. How do you spell that?
Paula, do you know?
MRSA, just like it sounds.
Okay, and you're saying this is some sort of disease that's spreading from person to person?
Yeah, it's all the way up to Virginia already. But anyway,
yeah, and what happens to the people that have the MRSA?
Okay, I'm going to explain what happens, okay?
All right.
You either have you're throwing up, or you have the diarrhea and you have a fever.
Uh-oh.
Or you have just the diarrhea and fever. But there is no medicine. You're going to have to stay on liquids. The doctors are going crazy. They don't even know what to do. Nobody does. But anyway, they found out the guy that had it. The rescue was out here checking my husband because he had it. And now the funny thing is, it's only hitting certain people. They said everybody's DNA is a little different.
Wait a minute. Wasn't your husband and yourself dying from some sort of fecal poisoning the other day when
that's
you called
in? That's what MRSA is.
This is
what it was.
Oh, okay.
With this stuff,
I don't think she mentioned the MRSA thing the last time she called.
She absolutely did mention MRSA.
Well, anyway, the rescue guy, he had it for a week, and the officer that was here, he had it for a month.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And the thing is, you've got to stay on liquids. You cannot eat because it just makes it worse. And you've got to let it die out. And by starving it, staying on liquids, make sure that your stomach doesn't get antacid, okay, or get over acid. And take an antacid to help with this. But anyway, make sure you get your electrolytes, like in Gatorade, you know, or these type of drinks, or also make sure you take some vitamin minerals. But anyway, the thing is, you've got to starve it out. That's the only way to kill it out.
You have to starve it. Paul, did you have to go to the hospital or anything? Or did you
some
just
people
do it
have. Some people have already died from it.
Whoa.
It says here on Medopedia.com, it says it's actually MRSA, which is a staph skin infection.
No, this is intestinal infection.
Well, wait a minute then. Now, you're saying this is intestinal, but the website's saying this is skin infection.
This is intestinal. But anyway, the thing is, you've got to, like I said, you've got to starve it out. And the only way you can do this is to stay on the liquids, okay?
I don't know about that.
And anyway,
that doesn't sound too safe to me.
They said one person will have it, but nobody else does.
I don't know, Paula. I mean, I appreciate you calling in. And if this is really a problem, then people need to be aware of it. But I don't know if they should really trust your information when the Internet says differently.
We've already talked to DEP. They know about this. We've already talked to EPA. They know about it. And we've contacted representatives, and the governor's on it now, and
MRSA.
Got in touch with a lot of other people about this.
So you're saying that you are more credible, Paula, than Medopedia.com?
I'm giving you the information that we have on this, okay?
Yeah. I'm just saying that maybe your information's a little wrong. That's all.
No, it's not. The gentleman, I know two people that have this that first got it. They were driving these trucks that were hauling this.
Hauling
this
MRSA.
Stuff is leaking out all over the roads. They carry it's an open trucks.
Yeah.
And
I think you're a little confused. I mean, I don't claim to be a doctor or anything or know anything really about this.
We've already talked to medical people about this. The NIH and CDC, they said there is nothing they can do.
Did you spell it right when I asked you to spell it? MRSA?
MRSA.
Yeah, MRSA. I typed that in to Google and came up with Medopedia.com. And then you can go to, there's a few different things you can look at here. And it's pretty clear here, Paula, that this is a skin situation.
It's an intestinal infection.
All right.
But the thing is that we already have a gentleman that has it, and he's already been, told about it. And the doctors, they were so scared to even take a blood test because they were so afraid that they would get this. But the thing is, they said, everybody's DNA is a little different, and they said some people are more susceptible to this than to others.
Paula, what would it take to convince you that you are wrong and that MRSA is actually a skin infection?
We've already talked to medical people
about this. I understand that you've talked to some people, but there's a chance that they were wrong.
I've talked to medical people about this, okay?
Isn't there a chance that those people are wrong, too?
No. Huh?
Maybe they thought you meant something else.
We know what's causing, okay? And this stuff has been spread.
So how do you find out when you've got it? What are the symptoms?
I just told you, you're throwing up, or you have the diarrhea, and you have a very high fever.
Sounds like the flu to me.
Or you have the diarrhea and a high fever.
How do you know it's not the flu?
It's not the flu. We know what it is. It's an intestinal infection.
All right.
It's a viral infection.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Paula. I'm sure people will be on the lookout for that because... maybe there is an intestinal infection going around. I don't know. But if it's an intestinal infection, it's not called MRSA. Because according to
unless the bodies are inside out, and then it could become like a skin staph infection if you're like turned inside out.
Well, that's what it is. It's a staph infection. I'm looking at a picture of it here. It's right there on the skin. Looks kind of nasty.
It's definitely not too attractive.
Yeah, well, my experience with MRSA is it's generally you contract it at hospitals. And it is a skin thing. You'll get it from operations. just because they, you know, the fact is people go and die there. Very sick people are there.
I thought Mercer was that guy all the conservatives were angry at because he said Marines killed people in Iraq. I thought that was the deal with Mercer.
Yeah, that's him, Senator Mercer.
Yeah, he's a staph infection now. I understand.
Mercer is, this is according to Associated Content, so I'm finding it in two different places that it's a skin thing. It's spread by having close contact with an infected person. Can be spread by touching objects such as towels, sheets, clothes, workout areas, or sports equipment that have been contaminated with the staph bacteria MRSA. So, sorry, Paula, you messed up on that one. Now, you know, the funny thing about Paula is whenever she calls in, from time to time, she'll have a fact or two correct, but then she'll have 10 other facts that are just nonsense. Either stuff she made up or someone told her that was just completely wrong. Or
she's very energetic about it.
Sure, sure. She believes that she's absolutely right. Mm. And there have been a few times where Paula has called in and said something and I've blown her off, only to find out the next day that Paula was absolutely right. Mm. So she's miss, hit occasionally.
Yeah, you'll be apologizing to Paula when you've got the Mercer score.
Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Paul in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul. Paul in Indy. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind, Paul?
Yeah, kind of dealing with the same concept. A week ago I called, and I said there was, it was called MSG3, and my mother had been diagnosed, and she lived on that. And in the back of my mind, when she told me, you know, gathered us together, and said she had cancer, and the doctors had said, well, they kind of hinted that it was on her pancreas, a spot on her pancreas, and that's a diagnosis. And in the back of my mind, I remember that there was something that I had read about Japanese, something that a Japanese take. So I researched it, and sure enough, it's called shiitake mushroom. Shiitake mushroom. And they also blend it with rice bran.
It's just food,
and
right?
So
I mean, I've had things with shiitake mushrooms in them before.
Yeah, I got her that.
Okay.
And for 3 years, she did wonderfully. Had a quality of life, very, very good. And then, in 2006, a judge ruled...
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry, 2007. A judge ruled, no, we're taking this off the market because you're making... Because apparently that MGM3... was making claims that weren't allowed.
So the marketer of the product that your mother was taking was slapped down by the FDA, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. That's an awful story. Is she still alive?
They made claims that it could boost your immune system.
Right, and they probably were telling the truth. It's just that the FDA doesn't like the natural therapies, and they severely restrict the things that they can say about them. It's awful what they do. Thank you for the call. More coming up. Hour two is on the way. Just another reason to abolish the FDA completely. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.